We'll be talking about the immigration crisis right now at the border. The border crisis.
It is a crisis.
It's absolutely a crisis. We'll be talking about Black Jesus. We'll be talking about vaccinating children now. They're running some trials, so that's fun if you want some flipper grandkids.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to talk about that happened in my absence. But first, with the border crisis, photos of the Donna Detention Center in Texas were leaked to Axios. There you go. This is what's happening right now with their space camp blankets.
That's a five-star hotel. I don't know what you're talking about.
But do I get the dehydrated ice cream like the? No, we just give you the astronaut blankets because they're cheap.
How about the dots?
Dippin' Dots?
Remember that's what
they
said.
That's
the
what they used in space.
They give that to the Indians.
Yes.
Did I make the papers again?
Probably. Hey, doesn't it remind you a little bit of something about kids in cages? Remember that?
Oh,
yeah.
Who built the cages?
You know what? Listen, it makes sense because those are from 2014.
Ah.
So former Vice President Joe Biden, former Vice President Joe Biden. I do me, man.
Come on, man.
My question to you is, before we move on with this, how do we fix this, the border problem, right? Is it as simple as a wall?
No.
And booting people who are here illegally? What would you do? And I think that Donald Trump was on the right path.
Yeah.
And, of course, Joe Biden, I would believe, is on the wrong one. We have some numbers to reflect that. But right now, former Vice President Joe Biden is spending $86 million on migrant hotel rooms. So this is something.
Quotations.
This is
heavy quotations.
Right. Heavy quotations.
At least they won't need maids.
Right. Really, I would imagine it's like Lord of the Flies. There'll be a pecking order where some of them will become maids.
Oh, that's true.
That's how it will work.
So.
Listen, it's the 80-20 rule. That being said, they've partnered with some hotels, and the new ad campaigns are not going over well with audiences.
Here at Motel 16 per room, we care about you. That's why we offer the highest quality care at the most affordable prices. Comfortable. Safe. It's a place where you can have it all. And maybe find a friend or two along the way. Motel 16 per room. We'll leave the flashlight on for you.
Not a black light.
Nope.
Don't run that.
You don't want that.
No. You're a cage away from home.
It's terrible. I like the creature comforts. Also, I have a creature that I put in the cage and release only when there's a rival gang member. He's very scary.
He has many face tattoos that say the number 13.
I feed him puppies and small people so that he gets a taste for it.
Hey, Joe Biden, here's an idea. $86 million more for border security. How about that? Let's stop the problem.
Well, tomato, tomato.
That's not a problem.
By the way, what's that? What's a tomato? Is that a nightshade? I'm not sure. And then he falls down a flight of stairs. It's very sad that he fell upstairs.
Oh,
it's hard to fall
multiple times
upstairs.
Look, guys, it's
in the wind.
They blame the wind, which that only makes it worse.
What does he weigh, 5 pounds?
Yeah, what
and
is
gets
it?
Blown by the wind?
Oh, so you're saying he's a piece of garbage?
Yeah.
If Sally Field with the osteoporosis commercials can kick your ass up a staircase, you're probably not fit to be commander of the free world. Yeah. But that's just an opinion.
Well, we also pretended FDR could walk, so it's not the first time.
That's true. I think he more so pretended he could walk.
That's true. Kamala buttered the stairs.
By the way, can we check? I'm willing to bet that Joe Biden has reverse mortgaged the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Already.
Been doing, there's a reason that Tom Selleck has been on the tour guest book 4 times.
Yeah. Listen, Joe, this isn't my first rodeo. By the way, when we talk about this, can you make sure that Jill is out of the house?
Yes, make sure Hunter's not around.
Yeah.
Just throw some crack outside and he'll chase after it.
I'm serious. I bet you that he has reverse mortgaged that White House. So here's the deal. We'll get to this. We have a lot to talk about. But 3,000 illegal immigrants, boys right now specifically, are being held at the Dallas Convention Center as this crisis continues to grow.
But we start with the massive surge of migrants on the Texas border. Hundreds of unaccompanied minors are set to arrive any hour in Dallas, and they'll be housed temporarily downtown at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center.
The governor requests the Department of Public Safety interview all the kids to ensure they are not victims of child sex trafficking. He also worries they may add to the spread of COVID-19.
Are they being tested for COVID? And if so, how is the administration handling those who test positive?
Those questions come 1 week after he lifted all COVID restrictions and dropped the mask mandate.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
The problem is that the problem is that the local Denny's doesn't have a mask mandate at their early bird special. Not that you have completely undocumented migrants in space blankets under overpasses because you are far above capacity to a level that was not seen under the Trump administration. Keep in mind, the media is covering this now because they have to as a crisis, but they're covering it from this angle that we're not letting enough of them in, right? That's how they're saying, look, these people are there. We need to let them all in. Here's the deal. We could have, of course, people need to sign the guest book. People could apply for citizenship at a United States embassy and go through the proper legal channels, which many people do. This is also the problem when the media keeps parroting this same old line here. It makes people assume that most Mexican migrants are here illegally.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's not true. Insulting. There are plenty of them who are here legally. They understand the process and they go through the process. So just like they made it seem as though Asians were getting an unfair leg up over black people and then the chickens come home to roost and black Americans are committing record number of hate crimes, as we used to know them, against Asian Americans, what do you think is going to... Most Americans, even liberal Americans, are going to assume that all Mexican immigrants are illegal, and that is not the case. But you need a voter base.
Yeah, and none of these people are actually looking at the reason for this. They're all pissed off at Donald Trump. You know what he did? He said, if you come to our border, we're going to send you packing. It's going to be a waste of time. You know what Biden said? We're going to stop construction on the border wall. If you come to the border, we're going to take you through a process. If you have COVID, 118 of you are going to get released in Texas with, you know, go have fun, spread it wherever you want. And then they're shocked that people are coming in record numbers. There's a window of opportunity. Biden will not send you home. He has not spoken tough on this at all. That's why they're coming.
Hold on a second. Correlation does not equal causation because, you know, I did one semester of humanities too. And how do we know that it's what you just said? I want to make, how do we know that that's not just anecdotal, that the crisis is the Biden administration's fault and not Trump's? Do we have a clip?
Would you have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not. Definitely.
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically.
Well, I appreciate his candor. What's interesting, though, is now the Biden administration has tried to say, we have been very clear from the start in that they should not be coming to the border. And this is a new, but here you go. Here's them saying it now.
We are elevating our messaging so that the individuals do know that they cannot come to the border. The border is closed.
Keep in mind, I know it was, David looked a little confused. Elevating means creating entirely new messaging and acting like we've always said that.
Oh, no, I thought it looked like Professor X with cancer, which is hard to do.
Yes, it is.
Because he already is bald.
It looked like if Jeff Bezos were an angry baby in The Simpsons.
It does, doesn't it? Like he should have a big cigar and a diaper on.
But so he's saying now we're letting him know we shouldn't come. I guess, hold on a second. Did something get lost in translation?
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically.
I love how he repeats
it
twice.
Yes.
Basically. Oh, I'm not sure. No, look, let me be clear. That's just lingo. What I mean to say is absolutely, okay? I think I'm going to come here and Trump mean what he say, man. He mean what he say. This guy, he's retarded.
I would not come before, and then I saw him fall up the stairs, and I said, I'm going to come now.
Yeah. I have a good chance.
At first, I was like, hey, could I get in trouble? I see him fall up a stairs, which is very hard to do. You know, usually when you fall down, right? Like I carry my grandma down the stairs because I want to take care of her. But I've never seen somebody fall up the stairs, which is why in Mexico we think your president is retarded. We thought he was Chevy Chase. Yeah. Doing gag, but that's, no, that's you're a real guy. We said, man, they have good makeup now. Yeah. They're doing Chevy Chase. They got a full bodysuit and hair plugs. Turns out he's just your president who likely retarded.
So who's
basically
running the show? They've been so emboldened, and the numbers reflect that. Who's running the show here? Okay, let me make sure I get this name right. Biden Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security is Alejandro Mayorkas. I've only known Alejandro's.
Yeah, the Daro is a curve.
Alejandro Mayorkas. He served as Bill Clinton's U.S. attorney for the Senate. We can bring this up as an overlay. For the Central District of California, lobbied for a sentence commutation of drug lord Carlos Vignali and was investigated in 2014 over lobbying visas for foreign investors with DNC ties. He gave Anthony Rodham, Hillary Clinton's brother, a visa.
Ooh, really?
For a Chinese telecommunications firm previously investigated by Congress for its ties two Chinese intelligence agencies. And now he's in charge of the border, which I guess is better than a guy falling up the stairs, but just barely.
Just barely. And by the way, just a little a quick fact. It was a misspelling in your show map when you look for the It's Alejandro. It is Alejandro.
It's not Alejandro.
No.
I thought it was Alejandro. Names,
so I just wanted to make sure.
Well, I don't know. There probably is an Alejandro. And we just marginalized him. Right now, Alejandro is watching this in his dirt floor hut going, "Hey! Build a bridge, man."
It's a roller coaster.
You peeking were up his one head minute. Out from his Choco Taco wrapper in a cage.
Jeez. Listen, not all Hispanics eat tacos.
Demonetized.
He was talking about the space blanket.
I was talking about the space blanket. Yeah, no, I'm true. Not talking about the taco. They don't eat choco. Well, they probably do eat Choco Tacos. Who doesn't? They're delicious.
They are
chocolate
wonderful.
Tacos?
Yeah. You don't like Choco Tacos?
I've never had a Choco Taco.
What?
I was raised in Canada.
You and I got a big night.
Bad David, Steven Seagal film and Choco Taco.
Watch Steven Seagal run.
It's a perfect night in self-loathing. Hold on, what are they talking
I
about?
I assure you, Steven Seagal has had plenty of Choco Tacos in his life.
Yes.
It's probably every breakfast.
Yeah, every breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's the breakfast of champions.
It's why I have six of them.
When I don't have my Choco Taco in the morning, bad things happen. And just yesterday, Chris Wallace, who usually is really annoying as a wiener.
Yeah.
He actually questioned Mayorkas over the media blackout at the border. And you know he really didn't want to.
Why did you refuse to allow reporters to see the conditions under which these
Angry
miners
Bezos
are being held?
Mm-hmm. Two things, Chris, if I may. Number one, let's not forget that we're in the midst of a pandemic, and we are focused on our operations, executing our operations in a crowded Border Patrol facility where hundreds of vulnerable migrant children are located, number one. And number two, we're working on providing footage so that the American public can see the Border Patrol stations. And I would encourage you and other reporters to see the facilities under the control of the Health and Human Services Department, where those children are sheltered and where they belong and where we are moving them as quickly as possible.
You mean the cages?
Yeah.
Is he the turkey that President Kamala is going to pardon this Thanksgiving?
Well, his eyebrows say surprised and shocked, but he's just speaking normally.
Yeah.
They're just like raised and high.
By the way, he's like, we're working on getting footage. Your phone.
Yes.
There. That excuse hard. Would have gone over in like 1984, where you need a shoulder rig, you need some VHS tapes.
1984, no, look,
it's so not believable. No one will buy this because you clearly could just start. Half the footage on CNN is just some guy with an iPhone camera. That's how they got the insurrection footage. They got it from an Antifa guy who went in there to instigate, right? Jaden X.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. Just use just take a screen grab. I don't even care if you have an Android, Google, I don't care if it's a flip phone. Just take a couple of pictures. That's really good. We'll circle back. No, circle back. Do it now. Yeah. How about you do it now, Angry Bezos baby? Do it now. This is how you know it's bullshit. And this is also important. Note the Biden administration has been severely limiting what the border control Border Patrol.
Patrol.
They've been controlling what the Border Patrol can share with the media. It is kind of just crazy when you think about the fact that COVID is this major concern. We need to focus on the pandemic. What about 15,000 people in astronaut blankets in custody?
How does COVID have anything to do with a border surge? Are they coming here because we have more or better COVID?
No, what they're saying is we'd rather you not point out this crisis because we want to keep pointing to the pandemic.
Yeah. I know. That's
we're
no
working
excuse,
on the propaganda
though.
Videos. Okay, we're going to send those out.
Well, how many tests have you done with how many tests have you done over there with these migrants? They don't like the stick tickling their brain, so really we haven't gotten any tests done because we fear them.
Well, we'll bring the Chinese version over. Swalwell's lining up to give them.
Yes, he is. And Buttigieg is lining up to take them.
Yeah, plenty of politicians are like, we need to get them tested before they come over here and we sex traffic them.
Yes. Otherwise,
I don't want to get sick.
It'll just go through those Asian foot parlors like a buzzsaw.
Yeah, that's right.
My God. And there's a mayor of the Asian foot parlor. Listen, we're about to go into 4th of July weekend, and I'll be damned if I close this all because of some scary virus.
This is how I spend my Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. I need to relax.
Any day of the week that ends in day. They're named after the Norse gods, you know.
Mm.
You know? Thursday, Thor. Ah,
they just know how to touch me the way my wife doesn't.
I'm too stressed.
Not anymore.
And by the way, Democratic Congresswoman Linda Sanchez, this is something too. Remember before they were saying, hey, we need to talk about the border. And so they showed kids in cages. This is, look, I don't think it's a conspiracy. The reason that they're putting more kids in cages right now is because, again, former Vice President Joe Biden, he was the vice president when Obama built the cages. Yeah. They want to get their money's worth. You got to stretch it right now.
They really do.
These are austerity measures. Okay?
Occupancy.
You love FDR. They're emulating FDR. And so I respect it. I respect the game. Congresswoman Linda Sanchez claimed now, though, that media coverage of the border would be inappropriate.
I don't necessarily think that it's appropriate for journalists to be inside centers that are not permanent places for children, that children are not placed there permanently. They're processed out of those facilities as quickly as possible and as quickly as the facilities will allow.
She has a huge bathroom. It looks like she spends a lot of time in there.
I thought that was a green room.
Oh, I thought it was her bathroom.
It probably is her bathroom.
It looks like her bathroom.
It looks like her bathroom. I mean, she probably needs some poles to get around.
Little dinner table.
Just has a, what are they called? Like those railings.
Yeah. Right, I love the excuse. The
railings.
Excuse is, oh, well, it's
she's
just,
got the bathtub that opens up so she can just kind of shimmy to her hover around.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, see?
Grand Canyon, here I come.
They need bathrooms like mine where they can come in and see the sun when they take a shower.
Yeah. This is just remarkable. Look.
The rag on a stick.
I think this is why the media right now, they want you to think that they're not covering Biden because it's so boring. And that's true. But I think the reason right now they're going pretty silent, right? You've seen the numbers have been halved with CNN and MSNBC. It's, I think they want to hit a reset. I think what happened is during the last administration, during the President Trump, they were so open about their biases, right? It was just the anti-Trump network that no one could ever take them seriously again. Now, I've always complained more about CNN going back to 2009 on my channel because CNN claimed to be unbiased, right? I never had a problem with MSNBC. I have a problem with when people lie to you about their point of view and how the news is being tainted. Then the blinders were taken off when Donald Trump was president, right? You see Don Lemon, you see Anderson Cooper, you see Chris Cuomo. Everyone knew that it was anti-Trump. And I think now they know that they can't just smoothly transition from covering Donald Trump, being the anti-Trump network, to now being neutral with Vice President Joe Biden. So they sort of need to disappear and rebuild, and they'll probably have a new slogan to try and emphasize just the facts so that they can trick you into believing that, well, they were bad, but now they're back to neutral. I think that's what this is. I think this is a reset of the media so that they can try and fool people into believing that they are objective and authoritative, which is, of course, how YouTube will label them.
Yeah, well, look how bad it has to get, though, for this to happen with Cuomo. Like, it's got to be 75 people coming out saying that sexual assault and, you know, thousands of seniors died because we just didn't want to give the information to the FBI because they could use it against us.
I don't think it's appropriate to report on that.
And the border, she acts as though the policy changed. Like, that's not the whole purpose is for them to have them less than, I think, 48 hours and then transition them to another facility. The same policy that Donald Trump had. He was just better at making sure fewer people showed up. Don't worry, though. I just heard that AOC is on her way for another photo op. She's just announced
to
stand at an empty parking lot in solidarity with those kids in cages.
Yeah, and to weep over her barren womb. Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, that hurt me
that
saying
was,
that.
Man, that was,
I'm that sorry. Stung a bit, Stephen.
I apologize.
Does she have a
for brain? Nothing? By the way, hit the notification bell if you're subscribed, because subscriptions don't mean a whole lot here
not
on YouTube,
all.
And they keep removing your stuff. I need to make a call to my half-Asian lawyer.
You do? Why do you they do. Remove our stuff?
And this is something, too, this is so interesting. Now we're not making it about policy, like Gerald is talking about. We're making it about wording.
Yeah.
So it used to go to, look at these kids in cages. And now they're saying, we don't want to show the kids in cages so that the press secretary can argue about the wording, where some people call it a crisis, and we say that's not really what we want to do. So let's go to Chucky in the cabinet.
Does FEMA's arrival at the border mean that the administration feels what is happening down at the border is a disaster?
I know that we always get into the fun of labels around here, but I would say our focus is on solutions, and this is one of the steps that the president felt would help not become a final solution, but help expedite.
Oh, FEMA, though, specifically, their mission is
helping people say that.
Before,
I know, I have a
during, and after disasters. We've heard you say that it's a problem, that it's a challenge. Is it now a disaster?
I appreciate the opportunity. I do like your mask. But I will say that
she's
FEMA
palming
is,
it. She's trying to distract you.
I like your
she's
mask.
Palming it.
Ensure that the people who are at the border, who are coming across the border, have access to HHS and ORR shelters, that we can swiftly place them with vetted families. They're playing a number of roles to address what we feel is a significant problem and a significant challenge.
Can you imagine, just for a second, if Kayleigh McEnany used the words final solution in that sequence.
Yeah.
I don't think she wants to eradicate anybody.
No.
And Jews don't have gingers don't have the power to do that.
No.
But I'm just this is the double standard of the media. We are not saying that if Donald Trump said, look, we're not saying that this is our final solution. You just hear a wave of
dog whistle reports for a week.
My son-in-law's a Jew. He's a Jew.
Right. Well, especially when talking about detention facilities housing people. You can't. Like, those two things should never go together.
Right? If by the way, anyone who's in those border detention facilities, if they watch that,
they're like,
if I read Banner, like, hey, don't go in the shower, man.
No.
Don't go in the shower, man. That's not, you do think that's not clown B, okay? I have history books too, okay? These gingers say the final solution, I listen, I'm not stupid like the guy falling down the stairs.
Or at least wear the flip-flops.
Yes, because at least wear the flip-flops.
The fungus you will get on your feet.
Sometimes the hair is curly. It's like Clarence Thomas assisting on a Diet Coke.
It's no good. Oh, I just like how passive aggressive she is.
Yes.
Yeah. Like even I like your mask.
I like your mask.
Yeah. I like your mask. That's trying to distract. We don't. I know you like
delay,
labels.
Delay.
Aren't you the one who wanted to label and you have labeled all supporters of Donald Trump domestic extremists and terrorists? And of course, the last 8-12 years has been nothing but racist, sexist, homophobe, transphobe. And now, when accurately labeling something a crisis, you're a little murky in the rule book. And I know people say, well, where are you getting that from? No, it's not my opinion. I'm going to go here really quickly to the FEMA website. But first, 729% capacity. That's where they are. They're at 729% capacity, which I know you're thinking, well, how does that work? No, you're right. 100% is max capacity.
Yeah, that's a...
It could be confusing at first glance.
Yeah.
Overflow detention facilities, Dallas, Pecos, I've never been there Texas.
Pecos.
Kids are going hungry. FEMA camps are now at the border. And here's the thing where she's like, we don't want to say crisis. We don't want to say disaster. All right, let's go to the FEMA website, their stated mission statement. Let me reduce it. Reduce the loss of life and property and protect the nation from all hazards, including natural disasters, acts of terrorism, and other man-made disasters. Mm. By the way, even at FEMA, and I know right now Alex Jones is like, I told you, FEMA camps, I told you, gonorrhea in Guatemala, FEMA camps. They even have in FEMA a disaster search function. Right here. Yeah, you can bring this up. Disaster search function. Only if you search border crisis, it doesn't come up in the FEMA. Well, hold on a second. So I guess there are no FEMA workers there at the border? They're just a figment of our imagination?
Yeah.
Handing out dehydrated ice cream and NASA blankets?
Can you search immigration?
No. We've searched all of them. We just don't have the time to show all of the searches.
Well, fine.
I feel like Chucky and
you
Steve
win
there.
Again, Steve.
I think Psaki would probably define Hurricane Katrina as a strong storm so as not to use the word disaster area. Like, come on.
I don't got time for that. Prove me wrong.
They want to argue over words. They wanted to, again, I try to be out of the business of ascribing motive. Right? And plus, you can't ascribe motive to a ginger because they have no soul. But I try to be out of the business of ascribing motive. I just go, what are the actions and what are the policies? All they did was ascribe motive to Donald Trump's policies. This is because he's racist. This is because he's xenophobic, whatever that means. And I know that you're going to give me, I know what it means. It's bullshit. I don't believe what you tell me it means. Homophobic, transphobic. All they did was ascribe motives. And now they simply want to get into wordplay as it relates to policy. And this is something, while we're talking about policy, this matters because amnesty is right on the horizon. This is where all of this leads right now. And if you have a country where you simply let people come to the border and then you turn them into a voter base, well, not only do you screw American voters, you screw other legal Mexican immigrant voters, too. Yeah. That's the problem here.
Yeah, you make the line longer for everybody. And basically, this administration doesn't want you to look at how bad their policies are.
Yeah.
They have gotten into the White House, don't know anything about what they're doing, and they're saying, please don't describe it as what it is, because people will see.
And most of all, I want to see Joe Biden go upstairs at a museum.
Oh, yeah.
Walking upstairs, he should do that next week. Just, I can do it now.
No, at a museum, because it still throws me for a loop. Little 8-inch steps, just off enough.
Difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Why do they do it? Why are museums so affected?
I don't know. I don't care for them.
Neither do I. Like, do you want to go to the Met? No, I don't. I'd rather watch the guy play the trumpet outside of the Met and aggravate the hobos. That's what I'd rather do.
I have to look at old paintings of fat women and go, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You're nothing.
Tell you what, if he can go up the stairs that Rocky ran up, I will never make fun of him again. I make that promise right now. Biden, go walk up those stairs.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening.
Do it. He can't.
He's having. He can't right now because
Kamala's like, yes.
It's 10:58. He's eating dinner.
He broke his leg petting a dog.
So last Thursday, two immigration bills passed in the House, paving the way for citizenship for 11 million illegal immigrants. And 30 Republicans, by the way, voted in favor of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act of 2021, granting citizenship to all illegal farmers. Which, by the way, this is something, not only was I surprised that 30 Republicans did it, I shouldn't be surprised. I'm not a big fan of really anybody right now. It doesn't seem like anyone's actually looking out for you aside from a handful of people. But I was surprised that illegal immigrants can have farms. Like, they're not laying under the radar.
No.
If they have if they basically have, it looks like, witness. Think about that for a second. You have an illegal immigrant who has an entire farm acreage. Just walk in, cuff him, go.
Right.
Just the morning he's milking the goats. Be like, well, okay. Like, hey, how'd you find me? Well, we know you have to be up at 5 a.m. milking the goats every single day because you're a farmer. Oh, I should have picked something more under the radar. That's the last time I accept check.
But how do they get it?
How do they what?
Yeah,
get a farm?
To buy the land.
Yeah, you got to buy the land. There's a lot of... You got to...
could just be working on the...
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of red tape
this
in there.
This is the point. When people talk about illegal immigration on the left, they talk about, well, you're going to get rid of kids. I said this before. You're going to get rid of kids, dreamers. Look, okay, how about this? How about we agree, no sanctuary cities, and you just deport violent felons who are crowding our prisons? And you know what? Let's add on to that. Illegal immigrants who've managed to accrue entire farms. No! Well, then don't tell me you care about kids, because you want all of it. You want no standards whatsoever. You don't care about the American worker, and you don't even care about the spread of COVID if you're releasing these people like Willard with his rats out with COVID when they've tested positive from migrant facilities. You couldn't give less of a rat's ass. This is why I think we really are at a point of the elites and the haves versus the average American citizen.
Well, are they deporting every other illegal immigrant except for those who choose to work and own farms? Like, are they saying, well, we really need people to work?
Well, yeah, if we can bring in good people and interview them and go, well, you want to be a spoke in the wheel of our society, and then can we throw back the fish we don't want? I don't even care if they're born here. I know a lot of terrible people.
Yeah, start doing interviews.
I mean, I'm happy to trade.
Listen, let's send them to Canada.
If we could do that, I would love to see that census headcount of Detroit in 2024. Again, the city is now down to 19 people.
Yes.
There's four guys.
And they don't even like each other.
And this is what happens when they don't have anyone to scapegoat, right? They campaigned on anyone but Trump, and now that he's gone, they don't have anything. It's like they pulled a Kevin McAllister. I hope I never have to see any of you jerks again. And then when everyone was gone, they forgot how to adult, and they're going, Buzz, Uncle Frank, and they're afraid of the furnace.
It's very accurate.
I guarantee you that happens when Biden goes to the basement of the White House. Yeah. The furnace goes, Biden! He's like, shut up, man.
I think it's more of the basement of, I should have thought of the movie Amityville.
Oh, yeah.
He's just got the devil down there. I'm going to keep you alive for a little longer.
I prefer the Ryan Reynolds version. He's got nice dance.
Yes. I just enjoy watching him chop wood.
Yes, that's exactly
right. I just watched that scene on a loop.
I also enjoyed how every single men's fitness magazine was telling us how to get the Ryan Reynolds bod.
Ah.
Yeah, for about 9 years.
Eat just chicken breasts and do endless sit-ups.
And be unable to do push-ups. The man couldn't do a push-up.
He couldn't? Really?
No, he was incredibly, incredibly weak. He's just lean. He's very funny, though. I like him as an actor. Anyway, by the way,
he is funny.
Just comment below your thoughts on the Ryan border Reynolds. Crisis right here. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Why not?
I can do it.
Needs to do more mid-back workouts, and maybe some rows, Ryan Reynolds.
I can do 3-4 push-ups.
Good for you. Progress, baby.
That's
steps.
Good,
No, I really can, though, like 20-30. Why can't he do a push-up?
Christian Bale couldn't do a push-up before he did that.
You know, steroids.
Here's the point.
Well, in fairness, he was on the machinist.
He was on the machinist.
Eating apple cores and chain smoking.
That's true. But this is what really happens. When people say, do you think that these celebrities are on steroids? Look, take the drama geek and turn him into Superman. How do you think you do that in 5 months' time, okay? The Rock. He's like, I touched them once in college. It scared me. Oh, I guess that your forehead just starts growing at an exponential rate for most people at 42 years of age.
Hugh Jackman, put him as Wolverine. Yeah, I can totally see him.
We can put him as Wolverine. Ripped. He's ripped and more muscular and lean now at 52 than he was at 30.
Ever.
Not so much.
Yeah, I don't want to see Wolverine tap dance. It bothers me.
It ruins it for me. The illusion's gone.
I don't know what you guys are implying. Hugh Jackman straight as an arrow. So let's move on to this.
That's why his wife is a man.
Once upon a time, you could have made that joke, but now people are going to search it and go, yeah, are they?
Mm-hmm. No, she's a very handsome woman.
She's a very... She's rustic. She's a rugged, like the Steve McQueen of women. This is who I feel bad for, by the way. The modern LGBTQAAIP movement is big women, because you will never get the benefit of the doubt again.
No,
that's the truth.
You're done.
I used to see a big woman. I'd be like, oh, okay, that's a robust woman. Now I go, am I going to get in trouble for dead naming?
Got to watch out with the pronouns.
Yep. That's exactly what is going on. By the way, speaking of Dave, last week's episode where he sub-hosted, thank you for doing that, by the way.
You're welcome.
Beautiful disaster.
It was great.
Was age restricted.
Yeah, look,
it was age restricted. Yeah. So my episode before that.
Most of my videos are, friend.
Well, here's the thing, and that would be fine if it existed in a vacuum.
Right.
Oh,
it does not.
But it does not.
Were we not in a vacuum?
They've done this to us for years, by the way, YouTube, including one video where I was assaulted by a union worker where they actually didn't allow it to be found. They would allow commentary on the video from other people.
Unbelievable.
Stuff up, but they wouldn't allow the original video to be found. And here is something that is disturbing. So Dave Landau, and by the way, I told him not to have a potty mouth, and he mostly followed it.
Mostly.
Removed from YouTube, age restricted, but actual degenerate gay porn videos are not age restricted. So this is where it's not about, like Dinesh D'Souza said, it's not about a country. It does not depend on whether you have rule of law, but whether it's applied equally. Like, that's great. Can you just have someone else say it? Because then I'll listen to them.
It is crazy, because out of both of my videos, this was the one that got taken
down. I know. It's absolutely unreal. And this is, look, warning. This isn't a trigger warning. If you have kids in the room right now. I would advocate that you usher them out, because what I'm about to show you is not age restricted on YouTube, but it is actual gay pornography from gay porn stars. So Dave Landau, age restricted, show from last Wednesday where we celebrated the 1 year anniversary to flatten the curve. Remove from YouTube what you're about to watch on YouTube and not age restricted. Hand to God.
And then like use my butt to like milk it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that's cool for the beginning.
I actually also like this. So if I'm like on my belly, this is just comfortable.
Something like this.
Yeah. So if you're
That's a good one. I have more maneuver that way too.
Yeah.
You are literally sandwiching his heart and say to him, I'm here to bring you pleasure. It's my full pleasure to bring you pleasure.
And okay, so this is, you can keep going, that's fine.
Is he in his butt?
Right now, I thought this was going to be much easier than it is, because this feels very, I have no idea whether this is a or a dildo.
Are those nightmare catchers?
I feel like this is your It is. Is it really your
He was just having sex with a sheet?
Through a sheet.
With him? Through a sheet? No, not through a sheet, the sheet was for the audience.
Hey, listen, he could be Orthodox.
On YouTube.
Oh.
You guys swear to me that's not age-restricted.
Swear. You don't even have to be logged in.
Because I noticed that most things on those channels weren't age-restricted. Those videos are not age-restricted. We had to bleep the F word, let alone the penis in the man's butt.
The game they were just playing was, is it my penis or is it a dildo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
And my wife and I play that in the privacy of our own home. We don't use a sheet, though.
That's disgusting.
No sheets.
It would be disgusting if a man and a woman.
Exactly.
It would be disgusting if a man and a woman were doing that on video.
Exactly. Oh no! Here's what you don't. No! Hold on! I don't want to be Ben Freisby. Here's what you don't understand. Homosexuals can get away with abhorrent behavior that straight couples could never. You couldn't just have a straight couple screwing on a bedsheet. That'd be removed from YouTube in record time. But in the school of identity politics, as long as it's two dudes doing it in a way which could never possibly ultimately lead to procreation, we're fine.
Unbelievable.
That's good to know.
I can't believe that's real.
So,
boy, the joke.
Dave, you've got some.
Believing that.
You've got some, dare I say it, sniff competition?
Yes. Oh, you can make the jokes.
You can make all the jokes you want. Just, you know, we just, now that you're getting us removed all the time.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, I'm not even going to do it. We all know what I'm saying.
So that's removed. That's removed. Again, Wednesday's episode is removed. And of course, Cardi B's Grammy performance of, and I don't want the YouTube algorithm to get this word wrong, because I would never use a derogatory term to refer to our beloved Guinea friends. Her video of WAP performance at the Grammys is still up, not age restricted. She's strewing the Immortals with the haircut from House Party.
That's that's if Kid turned into the Hulk because he was just a little man.
The Immortals from 300 with a House Party haircut.
Is that Megan Thee Stallion or was that Cardi B?
No, here's the thing. Can someone bring up a picture of Megan Thee Stallion? Because
there's two E's.
I get them confused. And is Megan Thee Stallion a person of color?
Yes. I believe so, yes.
Megan Thee Stallion is a person
of color. I don't know if she's Cardi B Dominican. Isn't Cardi, maybe Cardi B's part like Dominican?
The point is I get them confused. And by the way, if I'm not mistaken, they're both a little bit on the larger side.
Curvaceous?
Yeah.
Curvaceous.
So, look.
I don't mind a burly girly.
I don't mind. Joe Louis, look, I know that you're disturbed because we were talking. No, get back to place.
He just doesn't want to lay on that anymore. He's too worried a guy's going to get behind him with his feet.
I saw the guy.
That's
in the
Megan
video.
Thee Stallion. Okay, so look, you can tell why I get them confused a little bit every now and then.
Yeah.
And it's not because all black women or women of color look alike. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that women who are of the same shade of color, meaning that sort of that right. mocha, which is beautiful, by the way, yeah. overweight and whores kind of blend together in my head. So it's not that all black women look alike. Like, I would never confuse you, for example, with the mom from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No.
Right? That would never happen. I would never
confuse Cicely Tyson.
Right. That would never happen. Right. But I would never confuse you. It's the fact that you're both mildly people of color, meaning that's sort of in between that mocha color, beautiful, yeah. that the swirl color, it's wonderful, and that you are both overweight and whores. I just want to be very clear. Whores who are overweight, who do mediocre music and happen to have a slightly darker shade, it's tough for me to recognize them apart. And they're just every time I feel like I'm going to throw up having watched that gay pornography.
Well, that's pretty gross.
And the palate cleanser was giant whorish asses.
My Angelou scissoring video from the 80s,
yes.
when she got her spoken word Grammy was a bit different.
Yeah,
I mean it was equally just whore baggy. See, I'm saying she's not.
I understand.
We know what you mean,
thank
Dave.
You. Thank you.
That was back when she actually did real poetry, not slam poetry.
She's got some decent poetry before she started beatboxing. I hate slam poetry.
Slam poetry.
Oh, I know. It's just people who couldn't make the open mic cut. But let me ask you this.
I want to be a rapper, but suck at it.
Yes. Suck.
That describes a lot of people that go into music.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, listen.
Like Post Malone.
You only have so many choices once you've committed to the face tattoo.
That's so true.
He's always tired. If he ever becomes a morning person, he is totally screwed.
For every person out there who has a face tattoo who's made it, it is littered with the bodies of people who will never make shift manager at a fast food joint.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like Tech 6ix9ine, Tekashi 6ix9ine?
No. He's done very well because he ratted on other buddies in prison.
He was let out of prison
due to asthma, COVID.
You got to lose all your street cred if you rat on everybody.
That's not how it works. Not anymore.
That's not fair.
I know. Yeah. That's exactly what I would say.
Rainbow-haired creep.
Look, technically, you're successful before you get the face tattoos, right? You don't normally go through life with face tattoos becoming successful.
Well, he may have been a busboy.
Yes.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Look, this is my question to you, and I don't want. I hate it when you just have conservatives who are constantly complaining about being shadow banned. And I think this. Look, we fight legally where we can. Right now, we are fighting because last week's episode from Wednesday should absolutely be up. If they want to restrict Dave Landau's episode as age restricted, I don't have a problem with that. If they said, "Hey, our policy requires that we restrict your show as age restricted," I always say this show is probably a strong PG-13. I would understand it. Not when another man is railing another man through an orthodox bedsheet, however, and you allow, is it Cardi B or Megan Thee Stallion, to talk about cleaning my asshole or cut my nail with my asshole. Then I say, you know what? You need to apply the rule book equally.
Yeah.
And you have, what do you have? You have community guidelines. Well, there'll be no strikes from them, again, because abhorrent behavior is acceptable as long as you're in the right marginalized class of the day. And then they have advertiser-friendly guidelines. There were ads running on many of those videos. And then you have borderline content guidelines. I know, it's disturbing to me
He's
too,
so
Joe
angry.
Lewis. You have borderline guidelines, and no one knows what determines these.
No.
So we have to guess. Right? And I think everyone out there, right, through the power of deduction, you can put on your Sherlock Holmes hat, you can try and make sense of it. But when you go, hold on a second, Dave Landau's episode where the most offensive thing he said, which had me on the floor, was that the shooter in Georgia was angry because he could only grow a beard like the shopkeeper from Gremlins. When that gets removed and people engaging in, if you have kids, like I said, anal sex through a bedsheet who are gay pornography stars doesn't even get age restricted. look, just admit that you are trying to indoctrinate a generation. And you're trying to desensitize a generation. And, you know, we've talked about this. I'm a Christian. Everyone here is a Christian. And unfortunately, this is why a lot of Christians lose the culture war. This is why a lot of, because they can't talk about it. They go, there's darkness out there. What do you mean? Do you mean a guy plowing another guy's ass with a bedsheet on YouTube? Because it's not even age restricted. And if you don't address it head on, guarantee you your kids are watching it. Guarantee you it's being put in their suggested feed. I was just watching Dora the Explorer, and now it looks like an angry starfish. What is happening? Well, listen, that's what YouTube wants you to see, son, so you might as well just go on your merry way. God forbid that you see an interview with Thomas Sowell that's age-restricted because he's one of those black Nazis. But enjoy this anal gapage.
Yeah, because society really does need to be protected from information on COVID, someone accidentally dead-naming another person, and maybe somebody saying something that you disagree with. Those are the things, but we're going to put this on the Grammys. Scissoring, by the way. I heard a commentary, somebody, I was trying to show Dave this video because he hadn't seen like the amazing big bed where they did the scissoring part of this that we didn't show. The lady said, oh, I was here for the scissoring. I can't wait until they perform at the BET Awards. It is going to be crazy.
Oh my gosh.
This was the toned down version. Women scissoring looking like whores, like you call them, the very apt description of what they were trying to look like. Oh, BET is going to be worse?
I miss Loretta
really?
Jones.
Yeah, I mean, think about this for a second. Look, this is why, and I'm so concerned, and then we have to go here and we'll take your chat at lottowithcredit.com/mugclub. We'll be playing if they don't make them like they used to. This really has me concerned because I've seen people who never had any inkling of any sort of inclination toward being racist at all.
Yeah.
Who now see this being promoted as exemplary of black culture, which it's not, by the way. Go down. Right. You want to know how most black Americans feel? Don't watch BET. Don't watch the Grammys, by the way, where it's mostly conducted by rich, white, privileged, you know, either WASPs or Jews. That's pretty much what you have as far as people who vote in the Grammys. Not that many black Americans when you're talking about what's going on there.
It's voted by guilt. I mean, that's just the reality of
it. Yeah, it's voted by guilt. That's the reality of it.
Your dog is very upset about
something.
Yeah, very sad.
He just came up to me. He's like, do you know what's happened?
Or that he's about to take
a dump. Oh, no, they're playing the gay sex video again.
Why does he always do this?
I don't understand you humans. It's unnatural.
Why did she interview the president?
Yes.
Your pH balance is going to be off if you eat ribs. I'm sorry.
I forgot my train of thought. What was I talking about?
I'm sorry. You're talking about don't vote for the Grammys.
Oh, no. If you want to know how black Americans feel, look, because I see this breeding racism with other people out there, go to a local black church, go to a local community center and hang out with actual black Americans who are trying to better their life and don't want to be seen as a walking negative stereotype, okay? That's not indicative of all black Americans, but my concern is you will have a generation of kids growing up thinking, hey, hold on a second, they talk about cleaning their asshole and they scissor on primetime television. Yeah. That's not really something that I think I want my kids watching. This seems positively animalistic right now, the way they're up on there copulating on a bed and emulating this on stage and gyrating their hips. You know what? Maybe I'm not going to let my kid be involved or watch any black-generated content. Well, guess what? That's not always how it's been. Go back to the number one sitcoms in the country, the Jeffersons.
Yep.
Go back to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You go to Family Matters. You watch a lot of these. There was plenty of black representation in Hollywood and in music, by the way. Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, let's go to the Supremes, the Temptations, where this wasn't the case. So to act as though this has always been full stop black American culture is to do a huge disservice not only to black Americans who still care about decency, but it actually serves to, just like you've created this divide between black Americans and Asian Americans, and now you have record hate crimes committed by black Americans against Asian Americans, believe me, that's what the statistics bear out, you are going to have more racists than ever before if you decide to say, hey, this is representative of the black community to all white Generation Z. There's going to be a certain portion of people who will reject it on the bounds of basic decency. And it's not true. It's corrosive. But you don't care about children. You want to prick them when they're 6 months old with untested vaccines. So I think I've made my point. Let me know what you think about this. And if you think Dave Landau's show should be banned while the scissoring up there at the Grammy Awards and the plowing of gay porn stars on YouTube. Why do you think it's being applied this way? But we have to go right now to Mug Club, where we'll be taking your chat and playing a game. And I have to go let Joe Lewis take a fierce dump. YouTube,